Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the section on the etiquettes of eating. So under that we start a new chapter today. Babu Taksiril Aidi ala Ta'ami. The chapter on many hands sharing food. Many hands sharing food. In other words, sitting together and eating. Sitting together, everyone sitting together and sharing the food. Not like the Western culture, Western style. Is you take your plate and buffet style you go and you fill in your plate and you sit alone and eat. And each person goes and he does that, he takes in his own plate and each one eats from his own plate alone, he sits. Or sometimes even the timing is different. The son comes from university, he comes from high school or wherever, he sits and he eats. Then the father comes at his own time and he eats. The mother is eating at her own time. Everyone sits in their own time. That house is not a home. Everyone is doing their own thing. That's more like a bed and breakfast setup. Everyone comes, sometimes making their own food, sometimes the mother cooks, but they're all sitting separately. Islam doesn't teach us this. It teaches us love, it teaches us muhabbat, that when we're eating, we eat together. The food that we're eating also, we share the food, as we explained. And even one step encouraged further than this also, is we're even eating from one utensil. That is something that is encouraged. But what this chapter or section is speaking about, is that food that is sufficient for two people, then you get two or more people sitting and eating together. Food that is cooked for three people, three or more people is sitting together and eating from that same food. In other words, it's not separate for you, separate for this person, separate. We are sitting together as one group, one jamaat, one family, and we're eating from the food that has been cooked. This is also part of our deen. Not only there is barakat in the food also, but there'll be barakat also, blessings in the relationship of the family when they're sitting like this and they're eating. Relationship of the friends, Muslim friends I'm talking about, so when they're sitting like this and they're eating. Relationship between family members when it's done like this in the correct manner. So anyway, moving on with this chapter, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'amul ithnaini kafi thalatha, wa ta'amul thalathati kafi al-arba', muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that food for two suffices for three and food for three suffices for four. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. So what we learn from here is how come you got food for two people, how come it's sufficing for three, and you got food for three, it's sufficing for four. Ulama explained that by sitting together as a group, as a jamaat, it draws that divine rahmat, the divine blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It creates about a spirit of generosity. It unites the hearts. It encourages a person to give preference to others over himself, because he's eating now with others, not just alone. As other ulama explained that this hadith to mean that a person should not eat to his full. However, he should eat to the extent of necessity and invite others to join him in the meal. It also could mean that when eating together, the quantity of food will be adequate due to the blessings of the gathering. In other words, we don't need to eat so much now more. Allah Ta'ala will, because of the barakat that we are getting in the food, we need to be taking less, and with less now we are getting full. That is how this food now for two is sufficing for three, and three is sufficing for four. There's one more short hadith under the section. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Ta'amul wahidi yakfil ithnain, wa ta'amul ithnaini yakfil arba', وطعام الأربعة يكفي الثمانية رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that food for one suffices for two, food for two suffices for four, and food for four suffices for eight. In other words, it has double that potential when people are sitting together and they're eating as a jamaat. As Muslims, it is drawing that barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that the barakat also gets double. One thing we learn from here is barakat is not linked to quantity. Barakat is linked to the amount of blessings Allah ta'ala puts into something. For example, if a person is earning 10,000 rand a month, it doesn't mean that to have barakat in that money he needs to earn 15,000 or 20,000. In that same 10,000 that Allah ta'ala is giving that person, He is now able to do much more than he would have done without that barakat. So even if he had 20,000, even if he was getting 30 or 40,000 a month, but that 30, 40,000, if there was no barakat in it, he couldn't have done even half the amount he can do with 10,000 that has got barakat. So barakat is not linked to numbers as we can see in this hadith. Here you got food for four. Then the food is limited, restricted to four people. But when there's barakat put, that same amount now is sufficient for eight. So it shows if Allah Ta'ala puts barakat in something, you can do far more with it than when there is no barakat. How often you find husband is working, wife is working, sometimes children are working, and in that one home they're complaining that we're still not coming out. And in the old days, you'll get one man working and he had eight children sometimes. And they all grow up and they all study. Allah Ta'ala gives them the tawfiq. Sometimes ulama are coming out, hufaz are coming out, they're going and working here, they're going and they're working there, and they're assisting the community and they become great role models in the community. But how is it? One person was working, and sometimes a simple job, working in someone's shop, helping out here, helping out there, earning a little bit, but he was able to raise a whole family with so much of love, with so much of muhabbat. Here nearly every person in the home is working, and yet people are complaining that we can't come out. The difference is, that money that was then had a lot of barakat in it. And the money that we're earning now, Allah Ta'ala protect us, save us, and give us a tawfiq that we can earn good money. But generally you'll find that the level of barakat has been lost. We can still correct it, not to say no, but we have to go about doing the correct things. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.